T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton. It is our top local story now. New data is out on the economic impact of the pandemic in the Los Angeles area, and it shows more and more businesses are going bust.
Unfortunately, we are still seeing closures increase across all categories, but in particular, of course, for restaurants and retail, which are continue to be the hardest hit.
That's Justin Norman of Yelp. He tells CNBC that Los Angeles has seen 15,000 closures since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, half of which are permanent. That's the highest rate in the nation. Yelp has traced the damage since the crisis began and says that closures are up more than 30% since mid-July. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti now throwing his weight behind a campaign by mayors across the nation for a universal basic income to keep people out of poverty.
We saw at the beginning of COVID, when a nation comes together, we actually saw poverty reduced in America in the first 2 months before Washington failed once again to do its job and come to an agreement. It can't just be done in an emergency way or one-off when things are bad, because I think for too many Americans, every season and every year is already an emergency.
Mayor Garcetti speaking on a conference call with mayors from cities including Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, St. Paul, Oakland, and Stockton. He says that Los Angeles will shortly follow the lead of Stockton up in Northern California by establishing a pilot program giving monthly checks to low-income workers who are struggling to make ends meet. In a few weeks, the Port of Long Beach will be opening up the brand-new Gerald Desmond Bridge. It's been years in the making, at a cost of nearly $1.5 billion.
The new Gerald Desmond Bridge has risen as a real landmark over the Port of Long Beach. Its support towers, the tallest, 500 feet into the sky.
This bridge has a lifespan of 100 years with the state-of-the-art seismic construction design.
That's the director of the Port of Long Beach, Mario Cordero.
15% of the nation's imported loaded cargo comes through this bridge, and that's why I reference it as the bridge to everywhere.
Three lanes of traffic each direction, important for trucks carrying cargo. There's also a pedestrian lane for people who want to work out.
Bring your bike, get your walking shoes, and walk across the bridge to everywhere.
Walking or driving or biking the entire span of the new Gerald Desmond Bridge, 8,800 feet. At the Port of Long Beach, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
Firefighters working to put out hot spots from a massive fire that burned through a housing complex under construction in East L.A. A teenage boy found near the complex early this morning after the fire started has been detained by police as a person of interest. L.A. County Fire Inspector Sean Ferguson telling KNX the complex had been under construction for about a year and a half.
So it's going to be a 61-unit apartment complex slated to be completed towards the end of this year, and it was going to be for veterans.
The fire also badly damaging a historic theater building next door that has some apartment units inside it now. Everyone inside was able to escape. No one hurt. An early morning fire in South L.A. ripped through a dry cleaning business. This was on Florence near Western. Flames shot through the roof of that building before firefighters were able to get a handle on it and put out the fire. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. Fire crews today working to improve containment lines around the Bobcat Fire in the Angeles National Forest. This stubborn fire burning more than 44,000 acres, still only 3% contained. Air tankers have been ordered to try and slow a large spot fire reported to north of Highway 2. Firefighters have beaten back the flames near the Mount Wilson Observatory. Its executive director telling KNX he's surprised so many people have recently viewed webcams set up at the observatory.
The last week, we've had a reach of some 600,000 people who have viewed our material. And so I didn't realize we had this much draw, really. I didn't, that people were that concerned. And that makes me feel really good.
Tom Menagian, he is the Institute's executive director. This fire has settled down a little bit on the south end near the Foothill neighborhoods. Evacuation orders for some people do, though, remain in effect. New study finds that tens of thousands of Los Angeles County school students still need computers or Wi-Fi access more than 6 months into this pandemic. County Education Chief Dr. Deborah Dorado telling KNX the alarming evidence about the digital divide led supervisors to approve $15 million in additional funding to buy equipment.
We've already identified a provider that has 15,000 devices that they have available for us to access. We already have things on back order. We actually fronted some of our own county dollars to use to purchase this equipment. So we're hoping to get it out within the next couple of weeks. We've been working on it for a while.
She tells us that the district struggling to get internet access for students are mostly in low-income areas. Police say gun violence and killings have jumped in Los Angeles, the result of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the chief of police says party houses are a part of the problem.
Because of COVID-19, people can't go to places they would normally go to, community centers or bars or nightclubs. So they end up in neighborhoods and at parties and at party houses where tensions can boil over. Data from the city of L.A. show that gun violence and killings increased in July and August, and that spike bled over into September, with homicides up close to 14% so far this year. L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore.
What we're sensing is a lot of stress, a lot of communities that are on edge, a certain amount of depression.
The spike happened despite a 5.5% drop in violent crime overall and a 9% decrease in property crime, although auto theft was up 35%. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles police say there could be a number of young victims who were assaulted by a man who posed as a teenager online to attract minors. 22-year-old Princeton Bloom arrested back in June. Detectives now say he would pose as a 17-year-old to meet with other young people. He's accused of sexually assaulting at least three teens, two who were only 13 years old at the time. He's also accused of threatening the family of one of the minors. Anyone with information or who may know of a possible other victim is being urged to contact the LAPD.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.